Good day, everyone. This is Art Abraham, President and Chief Financial Officer. I'm presenting this podcast today to address several points. Point number one is to let everyone know that due to cash constraints, our annual 10-K report for the period ending December 31, 2022 will not be filed by March 31st, and that we'll be filing Form 8-K instead. Point number two is that we're changing our operating model to improve our cash position and realizing the overwhelming benefits of being liquid, the likes our company has never seen. Obviously, our current model has not worked. Our current model lacks self-sustained funding, which has hampered our growth within all three operating companies, healthcare, oil and gas, and PCT. Leasing our equipment to hospitals and waiting for payments to arrive over the course of a three-year period works only if there is enough cash on hand to sustain operations over a long period of time, which is not the case at this point. Therefore, it is our belief that our new lease financing model of receiving funds on existing leases and within days of new equipment being shipped to hospitals, distributors, and similar customers will propel and allow us to achieve liquidity and strong financial statements. This new operating model will bring immediate capital required to assemble equipment for all three operating companies. Point number three is that we've received questions from shareholders as to what revenue sources will PCT be left with now that healthcare and oil and gas has become operating companies apart from PCT. My answers are, one, PCT will continue to receive revenue from the distribution of fluids to hospitals and other sources. Two, PCT will continue to manufacture equipment, which in turn will be sold to both the healthcare and oil and gas operating companies. PCT will receive cost plus a percentage of each unit sold to them. Three, agriculture remains under the PCT umbrella, and therefore any revenue generated under an agriculture lease or sale agreement or fluid sales remains with PCT. As the aforementioned new operating model flourishes, PCT will aggressively move forward with agriculture, as well as obtaining revenues through the lease or sale of equipment within various sectors, such as prisons, school systems, water treatment facilities, restaurants, and many other venues. Point number four is to let everyone know some up-to-date news regarding 21st century healthcare and 21st century energy solutions. First, 21st century healthcare. Through several months of trial and error, our research and development team has notably improved our existing Gen 2 hospital equipment to a Gen 3 unit, which greatly reduces the dwell time, also known as contact time, which is the amount of time a disinfectant must remain visibly wet on a surface to effectively kill specific pathogens, including healthcare-associated infections. Recently, our new and improved equipment has been installed in two new hospitals in the Northeast USA, along with several of these new units replacing old existing models in hospitals already being serviced. According to a hospital executive, our Gen 3 equipment is a game changer in the healthcare industry. Next, let's briefly talk about 21st century energy solutions. Our distributor in the Midwest, which was leasing three pieces of equipment just a month ago, is now leasing five. 21st Century Energy Solutions was discussed at length a few weeks ago via a podcast. I encourage you to listen to it as it covers in-depth information. With that being said, we continue to see rapid growth in oil and gas, both with the existing customers and with prospective new customers. The final point I want to address is our recent price per share drop and dilution. As you may or may not know, millions of shares have recently been sold, whereby diluting and dropping our price per share. A few shareholders have asked, is PCT or its officers selling shares and receiving money for it? The answer to that is an emphatic no. The shares were sold on the open market by a private equity company. In closing, we believe our new operating model will allow us to flourish and become the company we and you, our valued shareholders, believe we will become. We appreciate your patience and continued support. Thank you and have a great day.